So you're considering doing an MBA. Let's talk about the best MBA programs you could do in Canada.
I am your host, Busi Global, and you're listening to Keep Your Life on Track, a podcast where practical and actionable guidance is shared for the aspiring and current migrant, helping you navigate the process of pursuing your goals and thriving in a foreign land while taking care of yourself, with the underlying values to everything we do being trust, responsibility, accountability, collaboration, and kindness.
Now I know best can be subjective depending on individual preferences, life, and career goals. The factors I am considering with the MBA programs I am sharing today are: number one, job prospects. Number two is potential salaries. Number three is the eligibility for a postgraduate work permit. If you want to be able to live and work in Canada after your studies, you need to ensure you are choosing a program that allows this. A postgraduate work permit also allows graduates to earn valuable work experience that could be a pathway to Canadian permanent residency. Before we get into the programs, it's important I tell you about HALP, who has made today's video possible by sponsoring it. HALP can connect eligible international students with a free one-on-one admissions coach that is based in Canada and can guide you through the application process from start to finish. They also give you access to a free immigration lawyer who will help build and submit your visa application. And yes, I said free. HALP is funded by Serena Williams, and their mission is to make it easier and more affordable for students to study abroad. Your HALP coach will help you pick the right program based on your immigration and career goals, as well as your budget. I have added my referral link in the description of this video, so make sure you are using it to sign up to HALP so they know that I sent you. I will be sharing what you need to get started with your MBA in Canada journey through HALP a bit later in the video.
The International Business University, IBU, in Toronto, Ontario, has a number of specializations that you can choose from to do your Master of Business Administration, which fulfill the factors I mentioned we are considering earlier in the video. The specializations are Global Business Management, Technology Innovation and Entrepreneurship, Financial and Management, and Information Systems Management.
HALP has done a lot of the heavy lifting for us. IBU is an institution that HALP has a partnership with and could help you get into. All HALP coaches graduated from a Canadian university or college, so they don't only know the admissions process, but they have been through it themselves. The University of Canada West is another institution with MBA programs that you can consider. The specializations you can choose from include business analytics, consulting, entrepreneurship, finance, human resource management, leadership, marketing, digital marketing, and project management. If you look behind me, you'll see the University of Niagara Falls in Canada, and I wanted to highlight master's programs that you can enroll for at this institution. The programs you can do at this university also satisfy the factors I mentioned you are considering at the beginning of the video. You could enroll to study a Master of Management, Master of Data Analytics, or a Master of Art in Digital Media and Global Communications.
The University of Niagara Falls in Canada is less than 3 kilometers from Clifton Hills and the Niagara Falls, which is a big tourist destination in Canada. You could be studying and enjoying one of the best scenes Canada has to offer on your downtime while giving yourself a competitive advantage in the job market.
There are a number of potential careers that you could get into after graduating with an MBA from Canada. A financial analyst at 90 to 120K per annum, a marketing manager at 70 to 97K per year, a human resource manager at 85 to 95K a year, a supply chain manager at 75 to 110K a year, and a business development manager at 70 to 90K per year. Takes at the institutions I mentioned fill up
fast. So if you are serious about studying in Canada, consider using the services that HELP offers. They can help you get your acceptance letter and your study visa, or extend your study visa if that is something that you require. Now, the documents that you need to get matched with an admissions coach at HELP are copies of your transcripts, your valid passport, and your English proficiency test results, if that is something required by the Canadian government from your country. HELP has helped a number of students get placed across institutions and programs in Canada, and they could help you do the same. Again, use the link in the description to sign up so they know that I sent you.
Help yourself make more informed decisions. Subscribe to the podcast and keep your life on track with me, your host, Boosie Global. I'll see you on the next episode.